Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. I'm Roni Moraz, Yishichi, Uli Nishmas, Moraz Esther, Bas Shmuel, Schus Nechagitl, Bas Maris Rachel Esther, Bracha Batsal Chomis Yadder, Bracha Tzichal Akser, Bas Rachel Esther, Bas Sheva, Bracha Batsal Chomis Yadder, Bracha Tzichal Akser, Chabit Fega, Bas Michal Dispasio, Chanagitl, Bas Alisa Naomi, In the previous Shi'urim, we were discussing the Kasha, how does a Migu help in the Sukkah with regard to Tiltu de Rabbonim? Now, do you have a Migu that, since it's a good wall for Sukkahs, it's also a good wall for, since it's a good wall for Sukkahs, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. So that's all good when you talk about the three walls. But the third wall is not a good wall for Shabbos, but it's a good wall for Sukkos, so it's also going to be considered a good wall for Shabbos. That's super duper. The only problem is, in Shabbos you need a fourth wall, the Rabbanon, in order to be Matam Ma'amad Yotiltu. You need that fourth wall, you need a Lechi or a Kaira, or if it's a Chotzi, you need a Pas Arba. So you need something else there. It's not just three walls, it's not enough Mid Rabbanon. So how does the Migu that it makes it into a wall for a Sukkah help you for Shabbos? Because it becomes, it's at Shabbos, you need the fourth wall. So here you have Migu that it's a wall for Sukkot, it's a wall for Shabbos. Great, but you only have three. You only have three now. You need four, the fourth for Shabbos. That was what we discussed at length in the previous Shiurim. And now we're going to be Miyashiv differently. And again, this is based on the Torah of Gaon HaGadol, before the coin Kunst Shlita. It says in our Sugyo, the Zayin, V'yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, Sheha Shabbos Eina Niteres, Ella be'oimed merubo ala pohutz, mashe'en kein besukkah. That Shabbos is more superior to Sukkah in the sense that Shabbos, a kosher wall, is if it's oimed merubo ala pohutz, if the standing part of the wall is greater than the open, than the breached part of the wall, mashe'en kein sukkah. Rashi explains, Mashen Kein Sukkah, Desagile, Vishtaim Kil Chosan, Vishlishis Afilu Tefa. That on Shabbos it's enough if there's two Kehalacha, and three, even a Tefach. So that's not. Necessarily, oimed meruba ala parutz. It's not going to have more oimed in parutz. Vafilu hayel apsachim b'shtei adfanos, echad eishtayim, v'chim mitztarefes luhu b'had eishtayim aputzos, havelei parutz meruba. So let's say you have openings in the two walls. So if you're mitzarif them together and you measure now the entire sukkah, what are you going to end up having? You're going to end up having parutz meruba. It's going to be more breached, more open. If you're mitzarif the open spaces of the walled part of the sukkah together with the shtayim haprutzos, together with the two prutzos, so the two prutzos are completely open, that's already two, and then you have side three and four, meaning the two sides with walls, right? One side is, two sides have walls. One side is a wall that's a tefach. So basically, two sides are completely open. One's just about completely open. And then if you're mitzarif that to the two sides that have walls, and there's going to be an opening in those, it's going to end up being parutz meruba al ha'oimed. It's going to be more open than it is breached, than it is walled. And yet, in a zafal, in such an instance, it's going to be kosher. So you see that by sukkah, it can be parutz meruba al ha'oimed. By Shabbos, it has to be oimed meruba ala parutz. Umevuer berashi, shebcheshben parutz meruba, mitzariv gan doifen revis. You see in Rashi that in this cheshben that you're making of parutz meruba, you also are mitzariv the fourth side. Why four? Why four? For a sukkah, you only need three walls. So why is the fourth mitzuref? Why is the ruach revis mitzuref to this cheshbon? So, turns out that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, whose neighbor I was zeichet to be for many years, was in Rehov Or HaChaim, a little bit after he did, but still his street. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh spent many a beautiful sukkahs there. I'm giving this from my sukkah outside of the old city, but I used to have a sukkah in Rehov Or HaChaim. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in his Sefer Rishon LeTzion, Kvar Heir Al Zeh, why you're mitzarev the fourth side to the cheshbon when the fourth side doesn't require daifin at all. And he adds another kasha that it comes from Rashi, it comes out from Rashi that Lingin Shabbos, the Chai Gavne, the Chimitz Tarefis, the Vahate Shtaim Aputzites, Choshiv Porots Mubala Oimet. And Kumtois, now let's learn from to Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, you also are mitzarif the completely open side. Even though linyan Shabbos, you only need three defanos, you only need three proper walls, and yet you're mitzarif the fourth. So how on Shabbos, when you make the cheshbon of povutz meruba ala oimed, or oimed meruba ala povutz, how is it that you're mitzarif, you cheshbon in, you figure into the to the cheshbon the completely open side. That side doesn't have to be closed at all. And yet that's mitzarev when you calculate how much is closed and how much is open. The open side, which is allowed to be open, is also part of the calculation. Why should that be? It doesn't have to be closed at all. So that's a gevaldik akasha. Gevaldik akashas, right? Sayle gabi sukkah and sayle gabi Shabbos. So we see lehedya midivrei Rashi she nechon, that by din dfanois and mechitzois, it's enough to have three dfanois mikol mokon le'inyin etzem din stimas ha-sukkah. You're right that when it comes to the din of dfanois and mechitzois, it's enough to have just the three walls. Nevertheless, with regard to the etzem din of stimas ha-sukkah, yisoydehu she ha-sukkah tehistuma Nikol Ruchoy Seho, that fundamentally speaking, the sukkah, you're right, it's enough to have three walls, but the sukkah has to be closed on all four sides. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that the fourth side is going to be mitztaref, is going to join the calculation of Poritz Meruba. The Havonas Hadvorim Nire Al Pi HaMevur Be'itur Kotev Bale Itur Oise Tefach Soichek ומעמידו פחוס מגמל לדויפן, ואויכל ושויסה בכל מקום בסוכו, כאילו יש פה דלת פנויס. מוי רדיקלושן of the Baal Ha'itur. That you take a beam, that's a tefach, a wide tefach, a soichik, a broad tefach, ומעמידו פחוס מגמל, and you put it within three tfochim of the wall, and then altogether it's going to be four, because you have the tefach and change of the beam, and now it's within three tefachim. So altogether you're going to have four tefachim of a wall. The tefach and change of the beam, plus the almost three tefachim of the lavud, right? That it's considered connected to the wall, and altogether you have four tefachim. And he eats and he drinks in every place in this sukkah, ki'ilu yesh bo dalid tfanois, as if there are four walls. V'amavur lehedya bi'itur, shemaspik b'shtayim kihilchasan, v'shlishis afilu tefach, that you know when it's and why it's enough. Because when you have shtayim kihilchasan and shlishis afilu tefach, because that's considered as if you have dalid fanois, ki'ilu yesh bo dalid fanois, magical lotion of the Baal Ha'itur, v'chazinan shebe'emes l'chefze de suka, for the chefze de suka needs to be sasu mi'al baruch hayseho, and the kula is that Shtaim Kirchusam Shizafilu Tefach works. We have all these halachic loopholes that enable a sukkah that isn't closed in all four directions to be considered closed in all four directions. And the reason would be, as we explained in the earlier Shi'urim, that a sukkah requires that it should be ke'ein diro v'cheftza d'rashus bifnei atzmo, that a sukkah has to be like a dwelling place. It has to be its own rishus. It has to be its own domain. U'mitznoya rishus, and the condition of this domain is that it should be a mokom gadol u'muvdol mikol ruchoseo, that it should be a place that is fenced off and separate in all directions. V'asayf sayf, mahani al yidei shalosh defanois, and that's sayf sayf, it's good, even though it's not gadol, it's not muvdol mikol ruchoseo, it's not walled off, cordoned off on all four sides. The reason that it's still good is because, even with three defanos, it's because we don't need the befoyal defanos on all four tzadim. And from the psukim we learn that it's enough, three defanos and the third is a filo tefach. But yisoidoi is that that's what makes it a reshus bifnei atzma, that it's gedura umukefes, even though they're not three befoyal. כדברינו שלעיקר חפצה דסוקה צריכים שתהיה גדורה ומוקפת מכל צדדיה, נראה מבואר מכמה ראשונים. זאת אומרת שהיסוד שלנו שעכשיו העמדנו, it's not only what we want to say in Rashi and the Iter, but also in other Rishonim as well. Says the Ramo in Simen Tov Reish Lamed, שמה שנוגו בצורה עשה פסח, כשיש לו דפנויס שלימויס, אינו אלא לנוי בעלמא. That were noyeg with its suras ha-pesach, when it has dfanos shleimos, it's not necessary. It's not necessary because that is merely lenoy be'alma. That's just to make it look good. So even if you have a proper sukkah, you have three walls that are halachically valid, it's suras ha-pesach according to the Ramah's Lenoi. But the Yireyim writes, U'mitzvah she'as la'tsuras ha-pesach, t'tanya teishu ken k'teduru alma ken dira b'ina. He writes that the Yireyim writes, the Rebbe Lezer mimitz, that you have to make it, it's a mitzvah to make it suras, they don't have to, but it's a mitzvah to make it suras ha-pesach, because it says teishu ken k'teduru, so you see that you need a ken dira. So you see in the Yireyim that it's not midinoy ba'alma, but rather it's a mitzvah. And we have to understand, what's the gather of this mitzvah? It's not lenoy, it's a mitzvah. If you need three, and the three can, third can be a tefach, why do you need tzuras ha-pesach? The answer is, because the chepts of the sukkah is that it's a reshus bifnei atzma, and it's much more of a reshus with the tzuras ha-pesach than it is with merely a wall, partial wall, without its tzuras ha-pesach. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to make it tzuras ha-pesach. So you see this is so, in the Yireyim L'chayr as well. Al derech zeh mavur b'ritz geyus, de bevadai de b'inam de l'tzuras ha-pesach b'tzad ha-ravi mitzvah min ha-mucho, b'chol hecha de havi estuma me rochuse ha-tfei odif. Wow, so he says even the fourth side, you make us tzuras ha-pesach, because if it's stuma me rochuse ha-tfei odif, if it's closed on all four sides, it's better, and it's the same idea that a sukkah is supposed to be completely enclosed. Ideally, and the fact that ours are not completely enclosed, that's just a kula, but it's considered as if it's completely closed off if you have these three walls. But ideally, make it suras ha-pesach, you close them all off. And there's actually a shita in the Rishonim that according to Rava, you needed suras ha-pesach, it's talking about the ruach vis. The third tefach and the third wall, you make a tefach seichik, and the And then when he says he needed Tzuras HaPesach, it's in the fourth direction. That's also a Derech Mashe Hizbanu, that now it's going to be closed on all four sides. You have two walls, crapper walls. The third one, with love, you have a wall. And then the fourth one has its Tzuras HaPesach. So that is the Yisayid HaDvarim. At the top of Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, it says, V'yamideo, we're talking about where to put the third wall. V'yamideo keneged rosh hator. Why doesn't he put it opposite the head of the line? What does that mean? So Rashi says, "B'mektsoya tzvoinis ma'arovis," and the northwest side, "ba'alachson," in a diagonal, "u'mizrachis tzurodoymis," "shamechitza netzitzos ma'arovis tzvoinis," "v'nira noite lebeiz mechitzos," "u'merze ka'arba mechitzos," "roi shator itela ma'aneh shal sofsod shatlon mkolim ba'ochim," "ba'alachson ze aroch, ze me'at." In other words, let him position the wall, which is one tefach, opposite the wall that emerges like a diagonal line formed by the end of the furrows as the field gradually narrows. That's what Rashi says at the end. If you tell him, mana shall soif sud at the end of the field when it narrows, and then you make this diagonal line. So this third partition would represent the third side of a triangle and would make the sukkah appear more like a full-fledged structure. It would represent the closure of both unwalled directions. In other words, Loshen Rashi, Dinira noite lebeiz mechitzos, it's facing the two walls, ve'mech u'mech ze ka'arba mechitzos, it looks like four walls. Why is it important for us to look like four walls? And that's Kisoid Varenu. That's really the ideal sukkah. The ideal sukkah is four walls. We have a cool of it. It doesn't have to be four walls mamish, but ideally that's what it is. It's supposed to represent four walls. And therefore if you put it like at this diagonal direction, then it'll look somewhat like four walls, which is a great sukkah. And so if we take our Yisod, then we can answer the kasha we started with. Gosh, we started with is, how does the three-walled sukkah help for Shabbos? What's the migu? Migu davidofen linyan sukkah avidofen linyan Shabbos. All right, but Shabbos need four walls. Sukkah only need three walls. The Teretz says no. For sukkah, you also need four walls. For sukkah, you also need four walls. Just the three walls that we require for sukkah count as four walls. So since it counts for four walls sukkahs, so when Shabbos pulls out the Zerain sukkahs, so those are going to be the four walls of Shabbos. Because really, it's also four walls, and that's why when we make the calculation of the opening part of the open areas, we also calculate the part of the side that doesn't have to have any that's completely open, because that also in theory has to be closed. We just allow it to be open because we have a cooler. We consider you walled in. Even if there are only three, we consider it walled in on all four sides. We consider yourself completely surrounded, which is a huge chiddush, the Gabbai Sukkah, but we see this in the Lashonos of the Rishonim. Ki'ilu yesh padala defanos, like we saw in the Bala Itar, as if it has froze, or this, or we saw in the Yireyim, that this Tzuras HaPesach, it's a mitzvah to make a Tzuras HaPesach. Even though it's enough, you know, why should you need a Tzuras HaPesach? It's enough to have a... If the third wall has to be, it could be a tefach. Why did it serve as a pesach? The answer is because ideally, you should be surrounded by four walls. Ritzgeis, kol hechadav yestum reichoset feodif. It's better to be closed in on all four sides, and therefore he was talking about making a tzura as a pesach on the fourth side, and this way you're sealed in on all four sides. So that's our teretz in this shir. There's a lot more to talk about. I'd like to discuss Shitas HaRambam, and there's a Sach Tzu Reden, and hopefully B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will explore more together. Gevaldik, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.